Oh, hello, Android. School is in session.
I will give you $10 if you subscribe right now.
That's actually not true. I lied.
But subscribe anyway and turn on all notifications so you don't miss the next episode.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Welcome back to Front Page Tech, FPT. Of course, show that gives you all the latest tech news from one geek that is me to another that is a yeah. First of all, I want to let you know I was on the Mac Rumors podcast for this week, and that was fun. You should go watch it. As you can see, the Mac Rumors audience loved it. But go watch that after this. Don't click away from this. I'll be upset and stuff. It'll be a whole thing. All right. News. Alrighty, tidy. So, first up for the day, story numero uno. This is for those of you who care about the whole blue bubble, green bubble thing. This does not fix that, but it doesn't make it worse. Google is now rolling out the beta update to Google Messages that shows iMessage reactions when talking to one of the sheep. Google is calling these reaction translations tapbacks. So when an iPhone user hits one of these, Google users will see it as one of these. The only issue is that it's kind of f***y. As 9to5 Google pointed out, the emoji translations themselves, well, they aren't exactly one-to-one here. Like this one, when an iPhone user hits the question mark reaction, instead of just showing up as a question mark on Google Messages, it's just displayed as the emoji. I don't know, that's just the noise that emoji makes in my head. Is it perfect? No, but is it better than what users had before? Absolutely. It was just depressing the way reactions were handled before, which was not handled. Oh, hey! Speaking of depression, our good buddy. Why do we laugh so much on this show? Because you're sad. And laughing helps the sad. But you know what else helps the sad? BetterHelp makes therapy more accessible and affordable. No sticky waiting rooms, no traveling. BetterHelp gets you hooked up with a licensed therapist securely online. Send a message whenever you want, schedule a call whenever you want, and switch your therapist for free whenever you want. When you get a cold, you take medicine to help. But when you're sad, why don't you do anything about that? Getting therapy and talking to someone doesn't mean that you're broken or damaged, and you can be matched with your very own therapist in under 48 hours. So give it a try and see why over 2 million people have used BetterHelp online therapy. Go to betterhelp.com/FPT and get 10% off your first month. And of course, thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of FUPATA. Oh, hey, welcome back. Okay, so last up for the day, story numero lasto. Let's talk about iPhone 14. Shall we? There has been a ton of information thrown around about what we're supposed to expect from this thing. Some of it is likely accurate, and some of it is, well, not that. So let's run through all the info that is leaning more towards the believable side. First of all, the name. iPhone 14. We all agree that that is probably the name, yes? Good. Expect four of them, per usual, but no mini this year. This is something that I have been trying to say for like the last 2 years, that iPhone 13 mini was the last one, the last mini. Rest in spaghetti, never forgetty. Instead, this year we'll be getting a 6.1 inch iPhone 14, a 6.7 inch iPhone Max, then two Pro models, of course, a 6.1 inch iPhone 14 Pro and a 6.7 inch iPhone 14 Pro Max. On the back, according to Kuo-Meng Chi, one of the best sources of Apple leaks in the history of everness, he says that this year there will not be a periscope lens on any of the phones, but did say that the iPhone 14 Pro and Pro Max will get an upgraded 48 megapixel sensor. For context, it's 12 megapixels now. This might hurt your clit a little bit, but why do I feel like we will not be getting 48 megapixel images from this thing? Like, I'm sure that the phone might have a 48 megapixel sensor, but I think that Apple will fit 48 megapixels scaled down into a 12 megapixel image just to make it look sharper and more high quality. I just highly doubt that we're actually gonna get 48 megapixel images coming from these phones, but I could be wrong. From what I know at the moment, the phones will not be portless and will not have USB Type-C. Lightning is still around, at least for another year. Speaking of things it won't have, go ahead and put Touch ID on that list, which is, whatever. Listen, I want Touch ID back. That is a thing that I want, but it's probably not going to happen, and I'm not going to rest my butthole on this for too long. And neither should you. Now, let's talk about that notch, or whatever this is. This is,
I don't know about y'all, but this ship...
But secondly, this is only on the pro models. I think there's been some confusion about that. The regular poor people models will still have the same notch that we got on the iPhone 13, which at this point... It looks better now. I just regret asking Apple to get rid of the notch because this is what we got. Just call me poor people this year because I want to go back. Actually, looking at this now, stick with me because this is going to be crazy. Why didn't they just do this? The holes are like so close together anyway. It would just make sense to black out the space in between. Look, this looks so much better. Like you were right there, Tim. Why didn't you just commit and just go the rest of the way? God. You know, I was scrolling through the news, the tech news, like you do, and I saw this article from Phone Arena with the headline, iPhone 14 Pro Weird Notch Replacement to Teach Android an Apple Lesson on Design. And I just want to be like... What? In the article, they make the point that, hey, at least this is distinguishable. And yeah, sure. I distinguish it, but I distinguish it in the same way I distinguish my friend who only has one eye. It's like, yes, I see you only have one eye. That is distinguishable and different, but it looked better when you had two.